Hey y'all, welcome to the Motivation Babe podcast. I am your host, Hills, the Motivation Babe, and I am on a mission to empower you and thousands of women every single day. Think of the Motivation Babe podcast as your go-to resource for mindset talks that give you the confidence to become the best version of yourself. I am so honored you are here. Get ready to level up as we dive in. Hello, hello, friends. Oh my goodness, it has been a minute. Welcome back to another episode of the pod. It's me, it's a girl, it's Hills, and I have my little girl, Rose. She's my Yorkie poo. She's on my lap as I record this. It is like 7:30 Monday morning, and... Okay, Rose. I'm going to put her down. I just knew I had to click record because it is a start to a brand new week. It's a start to a brand new day. It is Monday, one of the most important days of the week. And I wanted to give you some Monday morning motivation, share a little bit about morning routines, daily routines, and just help you get the right mindset to have an amazing day. All right, guys. So if you're new here to the podcast, allow me to introduce myself really quickly. My name is Hillary, and I am your motivation babe. I am your hype queen. I am your biggest cheerleader. This podcast is inspired by you and for you. And I just want to give you a little bit of motivation to inspire you to have the best day ever. Okay, guys, before we dive in, you know what we got to do? We got to do some affirmations. So wherever you are, I just want us to take a deep breath in. Together, we breathe in the good and we release the heavy. Are you ready? Take a deep breath in. And release. And repeat after me. I am grateful for this day. I choose joy. I am building the life of my dreams. I am creative. I am abundant. I welcome all positivity into my life. Take one more deep breath in and let it go. All right, y'all. So right now, as I record this, it is Monday morning, which is, to me, in my opinion, the most important day and time of the week. The way you begin your week will define your week. The way you start your day is the way you will end your day. Do you hear me? I want to help give you the most successful setup, a morning routine that I use. Not only do I use this, but almost every single successful person in the world uses some model, some shape, or form of this morning routine. Do you want it? I'm gonna give it to you. Ready? When you start your day, y'all. Okay, well, actually, before I go into that, let me ask you a question. When you start your day, are you a frantic hot mess? Because I've been there. I was there. I lived in that place for years. Or do you wake up? Are you like in ease and flow and like just so excited and ready for the day? I get it. The second part, right, the latter of the two, it seems, for I know my mamas and my really busy people, it's like, sounds good, Hills, but I just don't know. Okay. I'm not talking about we need to do some yoga, Pilates, and make a yogurt parfait. I'm not talking about all that. Don't get confused with, you know, the shiny objects of what we think a morning routine is and Instagram says a morning routine is. I'm talking about your mindset, y'all. How do you equip your mindset for success, to start your day, to have a productive AF day? The first thing you're going to do, and this comes from every successful person that I have been a part of and learned from, gratitude. This is the way you start your day. At the very minimum, my busy mamas, my people who are just busy bees, okay, I know how hard it is to make time for yourself, but give yourself 10 things you are grateful for, okay? Starting your day with gratitude, it changes your mindset to welcome in good energy. The attitude, like if you've noticed, the attitudes we have in our day are shaped right? Our thoughts and our feelings are shaped by our beliefs, which come from our mindset. So when we start our day in a positive mindset, it creates us to have, it allows us to have a positive attitude. And when we feel good, we do good. And when we do good things, we take inspired action, we get the results we desire. Do you see how that works? Again, our thoughts, our mindset, focusing on gratitude in the morning makes us feel good. It makes us take inspired action because we're in a good place. We have a good attitude. When we take inspired action, we get our desired results. I want us to think of the vice versa now. When we wake up and it's just another frantic day, okay, and you're maybe in a mood, you know, you're maybe just running around, you're super stressed, you get in your car, you drop your coffee, you forget your keys, you have to go back inside, you're running late, you get to the office, you drop off the kids, like that cycle, do you see how that mindset of just like, ugh, leads to the actions that you don't desire, dropping your coffee, losing your keys, the kids are going crazy, right? And then the result is you're running late, the kids are running late, you're not in a good place. So that simple mindset shift, y'all, that not even a mindset shift, the simple practice of gratitude, step one in your morning routine is going to be paramount in changing your day. Step two, are you ready? What are your goals for the day? And I'm going to give you a Hills pro tip that I use for goal setting. So we all work off of a to-do list in some way, shape, or form, right? I live off of my Google Calendar. If it's not on my calendar, I don't do it, right? It is my level of organization to make sure I stay on track. If you're not using a calendar, Google Calendar, iCal, Planner, I guarantee the minute you start to implement it, your organization of your day, your daily method of operations is going to change. If you want to up-level your business and your life and your mindset, get organized, okay? So my to-do list, what I do is I fall into this trap, y'all. Follow me here for a second, where sometimes we build these humongous to-do lists, which I am so guilty of, and then I just go about my day, check, 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 check. Okay. That makes us feel productive to do that check mark, to draw a line through it, right? But is it moving the needle, right? Are your goals, the things that you're doing today, actually impacting your bigger goal, right? Your big dream for the year, your quarterly goal. So when we're goal setting for the day, I want you to actually set 3 to 5 goals. And I want you to say, what do I have to do today? I want you to reframe that. And I want you to say, what results do I want to achieve today? Okay. Instead of what do I have to do? What results do I want to achieve? And then work backwards and reverse engineer that. And the Hills pro tip is to do it at night. So last night before I went to bed, like I do every night, I check my calendar, which mind you, y'all, I used to dread my calendar. I used to dread checking it. And now I look forward to it because that's a mindset switch. Okay. So I look at my calendar and I prioritize what are my top three to five priorities for the day. And then as I go to sleep, my mind's already at work planning the things I have to do. So when I wake up, I am way less frantic, if I'm not frantic at all, and I'm in flow and ease. Okay. So that is step two, is to do your goal setting after you do your gratitude. But look, now it's time to be completely real and completely transparent. Not every day looks like this, and that is okay. We are humans and we have human experiences that are sometimes out of our control. So let's not get tied up with the perfectionism and the comparison of what the perfect morning routine looks like, okay? Let's just honor ourselves for the journey we are on and the routine that you can adopt into your life. Basically, what I want you to know is that you have the power to control your day. If you feel like the days control you, if you feel, and I've been there for years, I worked in such a hectic, crazy frenzy. I was so stressed. If you have high stress levels, this is such a great tool to implement. And look, maybe your morning routine is going to consist of prayer, of meditation, of a run, of some yoga. Honor the journey for where you're at and where you want to go. I want you to always work towards your goals and know it is possible. In order to make your goals reality, it is up to you. No one is coming. It is you and you only, because God, the universe, whatever you believe in, gave you that goal for you to fulfill, but you can't give it up. You can't let it go. So equip yourself with the tools, with the mindset, with the morning routine to get it done. All right, y'all, 10 minutes. Here we are. Let's go ahead and start to wrap it up. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope this was helpful for you. If you're looking for a morning routine, or if you wanted a sneak peek into what I do to start my day, y'all, please take a screenshot, tag this. I would love it if you could leave a 5-star rating or even a raving review. It would mean so much. That's how this podcast grows and spreads to new audience. Also, don't forget to check out the Motivation Babe community membership. You can go to themotivationbabe.com, go to membership to learn more, but you're definitely going to want to hop in there if you want more access to everything I talk about, to resources, to calls, to access to me in our group chat. And y'all, the platform is so cool. The way I'm able to engage and give you all the good stuff, the Motivation Babe stuff. So hop in the membership. It's like a Patreon. So it is a monthly subscription. It starts at $19.99. I wanted a way for it to be affordable for everyone so I can connect with you. It's my goal. It's my mission to serve and empower you and thousands of women every single day. And I know this is going to be a great way for many of you to hop in, join, and to grow with me. Okay. Beautiful, y'all. You can find me on Instagram at themotivationbabe_ and go to www.themotivationbabe.com to learn more about all the things I offer. Until next time, bye.